This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by my first guest who is coming to me from the beautiful destination location that is Queenstown. We've got conductor Ruben Brown on the line and we're chatting to him about performing at the Whakatipu Music Festival 2025. How is Queenstown treating you and how are you in general?
Very good, thank you very much. I'm having a great time down here in Queenstown. I'm a Southland boy, so it feels good to be in the Southland air. Queenstown is going well. Found a good coffee spot. Just around the corner, the odd duck. I can't remember, but it's brilliant. Great coffee, great cheese scones.
Mean.
And then the music making up at Te Atamera in Frankton is, you know, one of a kind. Fantastic.
Pretty out the gate stuff.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Do you have any spare time to do any tourist activities? You know, go bungee jumping or take a luge or anything?
I mean, I'm quite keen to. I'm definitely keen to head out to the bridge. I don't know if I'll jump, but we do have a bit of time because there's 12 of us young artists. We can't all rehearse at once, so we've got a bit of time up our sleeves. I've got a bit of time today, so I might actually pop down to Arrowtown for an hour or so, just do a little stroll around along the water. There's a stream, river. It's been a while since I was gold panning there on, you know, on school camp, so I'll go check that one back out again. But yeah, I'd like to do a couple visiting things. Definitely check out Arrowtown though.
For sure. Now, my next question might come as a surprise, but were you in Watson, Thompson, Hamilton, or Menzies at James Hargett College? I was in Watson. We went to high school.
I was in Hamilton. Hamilton, the yellow house. Yeah.
Oh, classic.
I feel like it's the Hufflepuff, but it works perfectly. Mm-hmm. Hamilton was great. My dad's a teacher there, Mr. Brown.
Oh, that's your dad.
He's a scary one. Yeah, wait, yeah, he's the...
In junior campus.
The formidable... Pardon?
Junior campus?
Senior campus.
Senior campus. Now, was he always at senior, or was he usually at junior?
Yeah. No, I think there is another one at the junior campus, but he's always been at the senior campus.
Oh, okay.
He's in Menzies, so, you know, I've got a split loyalty every now and then.
Cracker.
Hamilton is where I, you know, spread my wings.
yeah, for sure. No, Watson, I enjoyed Watson. I felt like it was kind of a Ravenclaw vibe. But yeah, all the houses were so silly. I don't really know what the point is. It's trying to make you feel like you're in part of an in-group or something, but...
Yeah, it gives you a little community to try and team up with.
It's
you don't really get that outside of school, but it's other than perhaps, you know, your work colleagues that are in your team or something like that. So it's a nice way to build that, I suppose, from a young age.
For sure. Do you go down to Invercargill much?
I'm trying to. I'm actually going down at the end of this week because it's close enough to Invercargill that my parents are going to come along to the concerts in the weekend.
Awesome.
And then I'll drive back with them on Monday afternoon and go see my grandma and hang out at the family home for a night or a day and then fly back Tuesday up to Auckland.
Nice. Yeah, I went down to Invercargill recently and, you know, I like the changes there. I think it's becoming more of a city. I just wish more people would leave the house. That's the one gripe I have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I try to go down at least once a year and see, like, all the new developments. I think the mall is great, and it's good to see, like, a lot of shops actually in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm normally there around school holidays or, you know, the festive season. So they're often, you know, got a lot of people going and getting their Christmas shopping or whatnot. So it is nice. It is nice to see that life carrying through Esk Street and into that mall. It is cool, yeah.
And not to stay on the Invercargill for too much longer, but I can recommend Korean Bob if you haven't tried it before. That is a good
Korean
restaurant.
Bob?
Yeah, it's a new restaurant that opened up like maybe a year ago, and it's pretty solid. Pretty solid if you like Korean food.
Well, there Monday night, I might have to pop in.
For sure. Oh, the guy there is so lovely. Anyway, I've never had the opportunity to speak with a conductor before, so I'd like to kind of cross-examine this metaphor I've heard about conductors, and it's, you've probably heard it before, but, you know, the violinist's job is to play the hell out of the violin, and your job is to play the hell out of the orchestra. Is that correct or on the kind of kind of solid ground?
For the most part, yeah, pretty solid ground. Mm-hmm. The conductor's role is a two-sided sort of thing. One is to serve the person who wrote the music, mm-hmm. so to bring to life a piece, an artist that composed this music however long ago, could have been yesterday, could have been 300, 400 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then it's also to bridge a group of musicians, like the violinists, who are, you know, going to town on their violin, and to bridge them all together into one sort of unifying voice. Mm-hmm. To bring all of that together is the main job of a conductor. Yeah.
Mm. True. That's good to know. That's good to know, because I feel like sometimes people can slag off conductors being like, oh, they're just waving their hand, or they're not doing anything.
I mean, there is a bit of hand waving, of course, but it's a difficult thing to silently and only with gestures bring everybody in the same sort of artistic vision.
Mm.
And that's something that I'm a training conductor in that sort of way, because I'm young. Mm. I'm 25. The best conductors are probably in their 60s and over, you know. There's a long trajectory here of building experience and becoming more accustomed to that vision. And so I'm more often than not, I'm actually trying to just absorb what the musicians can offer. And that's often quite a lot. They have a lot on their plate and can suggest and perform and bring so much to the table. You know, it's a real treat to be able to be this young and working with such high quality artists. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a reason why you're in that position. I just want to rattle off some of your achievements here. As a euphonium player, you're in the RNZAF band. You're in Wellington Brass, where you are the associate musical director. You're the national 2025 New Zealand assistant conductor in residence. You're the 2022-2023 music director of the National Secondary Schools Development Brass Band. You co-founded the Wellington Gallery Orchestra. You know, when you look back at all this stuff, does it shock you?
Yeah, it does. Every now and then I pinch myself, especially this. Yeah, it's weird, because you expect these sort of things to come from, you know, the big city people that have this sort of arts community constantly around them.
Yes, they have so much infrastructure inbuilt to develop that potential.
Exactly. But I think you know, coming from little old Invercargill, there was that community there for me that supported me, built those foundations through. It was mostly in the brass bands in high school. Mm. There's great brass bands down there, Ascot Park Hotel Brass, and their development band as well, their junior band. Spent a lot of time in that band room. And then there's the choirs. There's the Symphonia, there's the school. James Huggins College has a wonderful music program, and I was very privileged to be part of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, it really does take a village, and that village also extended up to Wellington, where I got to work with the school. Well, I studied at the New Zealand School of Music up there at Victoria Uni, and, you know, I got a lot of experiences under my belt nice and early, and it really helped to cement this journey. But every now and then, like, since working as the 2025 New Zealand assistant conductor in residence at the Auckland Philharmonia, is you know, I wake up super excited to know that I'm going into work to do this for a job. Mm. And that is just unbelievable for a 25-year-old who's come from the deep south. You know, it's an incredible, yeah, incredible feeling. And it's I hope that it continues to, you know, inspire the young youth running around Southland and or any other, you know, sort of semi-remote areas of the country to keep going. And it will come, you know, it will show itself in many different ways. And it is, yeah, I'm very, very fortunate, yeah.
For sure, man. That's beautiful. You're living your dream. And very, very happy for you. Now, being the National 2025 New Zealand Assistant Conductor in Residence in the Auckland Philharmonia, you get to lead rehearsals and performances with the Christchurch and Dunedin Symphony Orchestras, as well as the Auckland Philharmonia. How many have you led so far?
Ooh, okay. I've just finished four concerts
wow.
for the Auckland Philharmonia uh-huh. with the with their Tunes for Tamariki, which is a program run by their Learn and Participate department, their education department. And we teamed up with Chris Sanders, who's a talent. He's a musical composer, writer, storyteller, and he has a book and story called Hana the Glowworm, which we took to the Aotea Centre, Kiri Te Kanawa Theatre down in the CBD, and to the Bruce Mason Centre in Takapuna over on the North Shore in Auckland. And we did four concerts of that over the last 2 weeks, and it was brilliant. It was a brilliant cast. You know, we have a cast of children, maybe 15 of them, running around, delivering lines, singing songs with the Auckland Philharmonia.
Oh, wow.
And it was a real treat to do that. But otherwise, I haven't had a performance opportunity yet with the Christchurch or Dunedin Symphony, and that can come throughout the year. I'm going to Christchurch in July for a Matariki concerts, which will be awesome. I'm really excited to be involved in that festivity. And then again in December for the Christmas concerts. And as a brass bandy, you do at least 3 Christmas concerts every year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's like right in my prime. I should be pretty good at that one.
That's your bread and butter.
And then Dunedin. Yeah, exactly. You know, built on that stuff. and then I'll have some stuff with the Dunedin as well. But there's a few more things coming with the Auckland Philharmonia. The next up is Community Classics, where we bring some classic repertoire, some new music, 2 new compositions, and a work by Selena Fisher, who's a New Zealand composer, which will be really fun to bring three concerts across the Auckland region, which is really exciting.
That's super awesome, yeah. Man. That's super. It's such a unique experience. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of a kind.
Yeah. And another pretty awesome experience is this Whakatipu Music Festival, where you are one of 12 young emerging artists at that festival, and you're one of 2 conductors in that field. Do you know many of the other artists in that festival?
I know a couple. The other conductor and I, as you can imagine, conducting in New Zealand is a small pond. Yeah. So I know Ewan already quite well. Ewan Safey. Mm-hmm. He's a good friend, wonderful musician, great collaborative pianist and pianist in general, and a awesome conductor. Him and I go way back. We did a couple years in the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra conducting fellowship together, which is a great program as well, especially for young aspiring conductors. Had a great time there. But I know Ewan, I know Yushin, who's a violist in the Auckland Philharmonia. So we traveled down around the same time and got to talk about it at work. And a couple others from the New Zealand School of Music as well. So it is nice to have a few friends, a few familiar faces, but also just to meet such great talent from across Aotearoa. It's a real treat, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And are you going to be playing with a lot of them at the festival?
Yeah, so we have quite a bit to do together. We're doing a Grieg suite for strings, which is really fun. And we're doing a Mozart aria with a vocalist, Felicity Tompkins. Where I'll conduct the ensemble and she'll sing alongside us, which is a great cracker of a piece, which I've only just discovered because of this course. And we also get to work with the local choirs of Queenstown, of Tahuna, which is a real treat because they're your usual everyday musicians that you see on the street. They are what we are, essentially, but without so much of the professional support and development, which is why it's so exciting to be here to give that to them and to be coached by New Zealand's finest choral directors and artistic music directors of Choirs Aotearoa, Voices New Zealand, Dr. Karen Grills and Elise Bradley. And they are wonderful. And we had our first choir rehearsal last night. Where we went over, you'll know the Hallelujah chorus that everyone sings, and then Ode to Joy, the big European anthem, and you know, O Fortuna, that big dramatic.
Sounds very familiar, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves it. So we're doing all the classics with these wonderful, talented musicians from around Queenstown, and getting to put our conducting skills to use in that setting, and having a great time with it. Lots to learn, absolutely lots to learn. This is my first time conducting choirs, so plenty of new tricks to add to my toolkit. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's why we're here. It's also a learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and absolutely loving it.
Put more of our knowledge in the kitty, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just kind of a one-off question, but have you ever conducted an iteration of Desiree? Yes. The terrifying one.
Yeah. No, that's a great description of the terrifying one. It is super daunting because it's like, I haven't conducted it. In my dreams, I have. But it is a bucket list item. That comes from a massive requiem written by Verdi, who's a great opera writer. And this, the Desiree is a glorious sort of, it's like the death motto. You hear it in Hollywood, you hear it in Kubrick films, you hear it.
Mad Max,
everywhere. It's a staple in Hollywood scores as well now. Like, even John Williams uses it in, I can't remember which one it is. It might be Indiana Jones. I can't exactly remember, but John Williams, they love it. And the Desiree is brilliant, you know, with the big drums smacking on those syncopated beats. That would be a real treat. Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get to do it maybe this year with one of our beautiful orchestras around the country. That'd be awesome.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time and coming on the program to chat with me about, conducting and the music festival. I hope it goes well. And all the best for your adventures this year and in the orchestra world.
Thanks so much, Zach. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Reuben Brown, and we're talking about a lot of stuff, but conducting and the Whakatipu Music Festival, a couple of conversation points there. Coming up very shortly, we have Ali Lieberman coming through to talk about his new track with Rian Sheehan called Imaru. And because Ruben has worked with Arjuna Oaks before, Ruben requested The Love That I Feel by Arjuna Oaks. So we'll hear that. You'll see me very shortly for another Korero. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That I feel, I hold it in my veins. The crossing of a sacred sea is all that remains. The love that I.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.